but you might have had around here a cow barn.
That's right, that's right.
And where do you keep the hogs and the pigs?
In the, what you call a hog house.
And different kinds of farms they might have. If they they sold the milk, you'd call it what kind of a farm?
A dairy farm.
And what's the barnyard? Different ways of describing barnyards.
The barnyard is, we'll say, back of your barn.
Is it enclosed?
It lots of times was.
Fence.
It fenced in an acre or so of ground.
Uh-huh. And would there wouldn't have to be grass growing in that then?
No, that's just...
It wouldn't be because they'd have it all down. That
barnyard enclosed. In fact, the barnyard could be in front of the barn as well as in back of the barn, because that's all yard.
But where you'd park the tractor would not be the barnyard.
It would and would not, as far as that goes. That's right. You could park it in the barnyard, or you could park it in. But anyhow, it wouldn't. That'd be pretty hard to say. You understand?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't want
some people who are careless might be.
If you didn't want to get the didn't want the animals to get against the machinery, where would you park the machinery?
I'd park it in the machine shed.
I had some people up in, where it was now, anyways, northeast of here, told me the barnyard was where they parked the machinery. There's grass in the barnyard, but the cow yard, where, what you're telling me, the barnyard, this is a distinction.
Well,
And I've heard, this is, your definition is mine, actually, I never heard this before. But he told me to watch out and not park my car in the house lot.
Oh,
the house lot, yeah.
Now, where the cows and sheep graze, you put them out to...
pasture. We call it pasture, we did. Some would say in the meadow, but pasture too.
The meadow the same as pasture? Or?
Pasture and pasture are the same.
Right.
A meadow and the pasture is the same thing.
Okay. Now, different kind of fences they have around here. There's one kind that you might rub your stick against and make a noise.
Well, that's a picket fence, of course.
But on the farm, you'd be more up to
more or less the woven wire fence.
And is that all the way up the same, or is it?
Yeah, we might have about one barbed wire on top, but it's up to hook the top stock, you know, it's up about 4.5 or 5 feet.
Would that keep the pigs out too?
They have it, so you understand it's smaller down below and bigger mesh up here, so it's a pig fence as well, but and that's what it's a, that's what they...
You call it the hog tight around here?
Yeah, it's hog tight, that's right. Woven wire hog tight fence.
Okay, and might have some of the sticky stuff, what do you call that? The prickers on it, the wire?
Barb. That's barb.
Okay. They never have any rail fence.
Not here anymore. I've seen a rail fence out in the country. There is up in the timber, but that's the only rail fence I ever did see.
They call it rail fence.
Yeah, they called it. It was an old rail fence.
Now, if you have a fence, every so often you've got to have a
For a rail fence?
Any kind
for
of
any fence. Every so often a post.
Uh-huh. So you might say that there are maybe 100
posts. Both for every rod, that's 16.5 feet, or maybe even closer.
Uh-huh.
But they don't want to be any farther away than that.
Weaken. They don't use. They don't have stone fence, stone walls, or stone fence around.
Not them. Unless it be an ornament fence or something that where they had plenty of stone, but not here.
Not the loose stone fence. They wouldn't do that. There are not enough stones around here.
Yeah.
Would they have called it a stone fence if they did, or a rock fence?
Yeah, I would say,